And so Guthrie returned then after this trip to Oklahoma to New York City. And he again got on network radio by the end of 1940. But again, because of his politics, he was having a lot of trouble. And he also began to feel trapped on the radio since he couldn't say what he felt. The advertisers, the sponsors didn't want that. So he packed his family up in 1941 and they headed back to California. The state was already beginning to enjoy a defense contract boom, but there was very little work for Woody to do, and he was at loose ends, and then suddenly an offer came to compose music for a documentary film being made about the Bonneville Power Administration and the dams it was building across the Columbia River in Washington State. The authority wanted songs to combat the propaganda against this federal power project, and so they wanted songs that would talk about how nice these dams were and how much good they did. And so the offer came, and in May 1941, Woody and the family drove to the Pacific Northwest, and he signed on for $266.66 a month to write songs for the Bonneville Power Administration to capture the, quote, thoughts and ideals behind the projects. It was probably the most productive month of his life. He wrote something like 26 songs in just that one month. The Columbia Basin Project was the irrigation network that the Grand Coulee Dam made possible. It was the largest single reclamation project ever undertaken in the United States. It involved flood control, irrigation, public power. It covered an area of 2.5 million acres. When the dam was built, it was the largest concrete structure on the planet. It used 2.5 times as much concrete as the Empire State Building. The New Dealers began the project in 1933. It generated its first power in January 1941, just a couple of months before Woody Guthrie appeared on the scene. The dam was 550 feet high. It stretched 3/4 of a mile across the Columbia River. It was, as Woody called it, the mightiest thing ever built by man. He wrote many songs, and they're all, I could sing, spend the whole night just singing the songs he wrote about that project. But one of them, in Grand Coulee Dam, has that wonderful opening line, "In the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray." I mean, it's just "in the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray." I mean, and the song just goes on like that. It's just absolutely wonderful. But I guess the song that we'll sing is Roll On, Columbia, Roll On, which has a wonderful chorus that everybody can join in on. And it was written to the tune of Irene Goodnight, a song that Leadbelly sang, and Woody Guthrie knew Leadbelly. They were friends. He often would stay at Leadbelly's home. Leadbelly and his wife Martha would put him up. And so he wrote several songs, actually, to the tune of Irene Goodnight. This is one of them. And I'll sing the chorus to begin with, and those of you who know it, sing along, and after you hear it once, everybody will know it. And then we'll sing the chorus after every second verse, but let's start with the chorus. Darkness to dawn, so roll on, Columbia, roll on. Green Douglas fir where the waters cut through. Down to wild mountains and canyons she flew. Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Other great rivers add power to you. Yakima snake and click a tattoo. Sandy Willamette and the Hood River too. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. There on your banks we fought many a fight. Sheridan's boys in the blockhouse that night. They saw us in death but never in flight. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. At Bonneville now, there are ships in the locks. Waters have risen and cleared all the rocks. Shiploads aplenty will steam past the docks. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. And on up the river is Grand Coulee Dam, mightiest thing ever built by a man, to run the great factories, water the land. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. These mighty men labored by day and by night, matching their strength against the river's wild flight. Through rapids and falls, the hard fight. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on.